only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Oh, hey there. Good morning. 709 Rock. Unter.
What up, kid? How you doing?
What's up? Yeah.
Flying through this week, probably because it's so nice.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Right now, though, let's get her moving. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Pump it up. I don't know how I feel about this. Vince Vaughn is in talks for another Wedding Crashers. The comedy turns 15 years old this year.
Wow.
In an interview with Entertainment Tonight, the 50-year-old says a great concept is in the works and fans can get excited for what's on the horizon. Wedding Crashers first hit theaters in 2005.
Is it going to have Owen Wilson in it?
It's Owen Wilson. So I don't know. I feel like it would almost have to, but Owen's been kind of going through some stuff. Not terribly long ago, he tried to commit suicide. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe he is. It didn't say anything in this story, but
I think you gotta have Owen Wilson. It's the duo, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Boy, I don't know, Hunter. We've seen a lot of our classics remade, and like Dumb and Dumber was not good. The new one, the latest Anchorman was not good. What was another one that just fell short?
I know there is another one. Here's why I think it might actually be pretty damn good. Is because the characters they play in that movie aren't really far off from what they are in real life.
Yeah.
See, I think the failures are when you really have to act like Dumb and Dumber, like some of the other ones you just said. Like, it's not Vince, you know. If Vince Vaughn had to play a character, you know, it might not be the same. But.
Yeah, they're both kind of, you know, he's kind of smooth and suave and a fast talker, and Owen's kind of laid back. Yeah, that makes sense. I kind of like that.
You know? For it to be really bad, the writing would have to be bad. You know what I'm saying?
I just think it's crazy that that movie's 15 years old. That's what's really nuts. That's
what a great movie.
Awesome movie. Awesome movie.
Red 7! I don't know what...
What is it? Red say motion. Oh, great. Anyway,
it's blasted.
We'll wait and see. Big tree fall hard, huh? All right. We'll wait and see. It could be good. It could be bad. From Prince Harry to Carrot Top, there's a lot of redheads. Well, today is Love Your Red Hair Day today.
Oh, there you go.
Some fun facts about redheads. The hormone that causes red hair also increases pain sensitivity. So redheads need more anesthesia than everyone else. That's also why I find redheads to be psychos. I dated a redhead in high school. She was a sweet gal, gorgeous, beautiful girl. But yeah, I think she was... she's the kind of girl that would like burn your stuff in the front yard.
Oh, yeah, one of those. Yeah,
if you looked at another girl... both parents have to carry the gene to make the redheaded baby, and in ancient times, redheads were thought to be savage and wild.
Wow.
My father used to tell me that he would beat me like a redheaded stepchild. I don't know exactly what that means. But,
not exactly what that means, but not good, you know?
You damn ginger bastards out there with your red hair. I don't know. Redheads get a bad rap. You know, there's not much demand for redheads at...
you got plenty of redheaded friends, man. They're all good peeps. You're right.
You're a little bit of a redhead. You got some red in there.
I got a little red in my beard, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. There's a gene. There's a gene in there somewhere, for sure.
Yeah.
So, I love the redheads out there. You bust on them sometimes. You know what? I'm giving it to them. This is your day. Take it.
I just don't trust them. I don't trust you redheads out there. Well, the crazy thing is, I have brown hair, my pubes, jet red. I mean, unbelievable.
Just
bright, like, fire truck red. Unbelievable.
Jeez.
I don't know.
Fire crash.
Exactly. Lastly, while the country waits to see who will be president, Oregon has voted to decriminalize hard drugs. Oregon accepted a proposition that would allow people to possess small amounts of heroin, cocaine, and meth. Changing it to a simple violation similar to not wearing a seatbelt.
What?
Yeah. So it's right now it's just a proposition. All right. But it could be passed that in Oregon you could have small amounts of heroin, cocaine, and meth on you. If you do, it'll be like, all right, here you go. Here's a ticket. We'll see you in court. Nothing crazy.
No, you can't do that. You can't put any taste in anybody's mouth to say, hey, it's okay to do that. It's not, you know.
What's wrong with having a little bit of cocaine on you?
No.
Just a wee bit of cocaine, like a couple bumps of cocaine.
I don't know. Fentanyl, maybe? Maybe that new stuff that's out that people are dying from?
That right there, but if I got some good stuff, you know, just a little bit of cocaine, just a wee bit, just a tiny bit of meth, all right? Just a hit or two of meth. Think about how productive Oregon's going to be. You got all these people all amped up on cocaine and meth.
Dude, people amped up, that's for sure. I don't know how productive they're going to be, but they're definitely going to be amped up.
I tell you, our mass production has gone up ever since we started allowing workers to have meth and cocaine on them. It's great.
Dude, the opioid epidemic or whatever you call it is ridiculous now. And I don't think we need any state or anybody saying, okay, you can have a little bit on you.
Cocaine and meth considered opioids? I don't think they are. I don't think they are. They're fun. I know that much. That's what they're considered.
No, they're not, Brock. Stop that.
You know what? You're always just dogging people for their meth and their cocaine. I don't see what the problem is. Just a little. Just a wee bit.
Just get on the internet and look around. You'll see what the problem is.
You know who shouldn't be allowed to have cocaine or meth? Redheads. That is what we can all get behind, all right?
That's a bad combo.
That's a bad combo right there. No redhead should have cocaine or meth.
Something's going to happen.
Well, if you're looking to have bees in your teeth, go to Oregon because you can definitely have it. That is your Morning Dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.